Yeah, we were holding Daf Test Lamed Aleph. Just Chazor is a little bit, we learned yesterday. Again, on the Chesem Abayz, the Gemara said, Echidish Atap, the Omer of Levi, Shemameya, Shtei Sukkah Shal Yoitzrim, Zulif Nimi Zu, is a Pnimi is Eina Sukkah, Vachiyavis the Mezuzah, Vachitzayna Sukkah, Pturim and a Mezuzah. But yesterday's Halacha, you have two Sukkahs, Shal Yoitzrim. Yoitzu means like a person that manufactures kelim, manufactures earthly kelim, and the outside room, like the sukkah he uses to sell it, and the inside room he lives there. But it's not much like a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah, it has walls and tzchach on top, but since he lives there the whole year, it's possible for a sukkah, the inside one, only the outside one is kosher. So he said, Rashi learns, why is the inside one possible? L'chur, it's a good sukkah, it has all the hilchos sukkah. So Rashi said, Echidish, since he lives there the whole year, it doesn't look like it's a sukkah. It looks like that's where you live. Since the whole year you eat and you live there, you can't live in that place for sukkah also. Even though it's a kosher sukkah, it has good tzchach and good walls, but since you eat in that room the whole year, Rashi Shita is a possible for sukkah. It doesn't look like you're eating in a sukkah. Could be Sapsul Diraisa, could be Sapsul Dirabonin, but it doesn't look like you're reading in a sukkah. So really the cash for the next Gemara he had was that a sukkah's gan bach, and a sukkah's ragabash is kosher. That means a sukkah that goyim make, or nosher make, or kusim make is kosher. The other chiddush was, even though they're potter from the mitzvah, they're not lechuyiv in the mitzvah, but if they make a sukkah, we're allowed to eat in the sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Sukkah's ragabash is a person that's a royah. A roya poshut means somebody that pastures in the fields, or else a shomer that watches the fields outside, and he sleeps in that house the whole year round, so still he could use it for sukkah. And the chiddush is, even though they're b'nei chuyuvai, but since it's not such a kriyas, like you don't really live there, you're just protecting yourself from the sun. But the kashrus is according to Rashi, the chru, these sukkahs are also used the whole year round. Like a sukkah saragabash, a sukkah that the roya made, the shepherd made a sukkah out in the fields. Or a shomer has to watch the fields, make a sukkah outside in the field, to protect himself from the sun. So since he's living there, l'chur, the whole year, to kasher, why is it good on sukkah? Like, just like sukkah's yoitzrim. We said the inside sukkah is posel. Of course, you live there the whole year. So why in the bottom, why are these two sukkahs kosher here? L'chur, also people live there the whole year. So it's a little of a kasher and Rashi Shita. So in Rashi, you have to answer one or two terutzim. Either to say that the second Gemara argues on the first Gemara, and the Rosh Hashanah wants to answer the Rambam like that. The Rambam doesn't bring down the first Gemara, or the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the first Gemara. It doesn't bring down the case if you have two sukkahs, one inside the other one, and you live inside the inner one the whole year round, then it should be possible for sukkah. The Rambam doesn't bring down this lalocha. So the question is, why doesn't he? So the Rosh Hashanah wants to say, because he learns like Rashi's pshat, that the Pshan, the first Gemara, why it's no good is, because since you're living there a whole year, it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like a house, even though really it's a kosher sukkah. But the next Gemara that says a sukkah's ragbash, or a sukkah's ganbach, a sukkah that was made for the shepherd or for the watchman outside of the field, even though they use it a whole year round, and they live there is kosher. See, one said the next Gemara argues on the first Gemara, and this Gemara, like I said, is no such psul. Even though you use that sukkah a whole year round, but as long as it's a kosher sukkah, it's made l'shem sel, it's made for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun, it's a kosher sukkah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't pass on the first Gemara. Because he learns that the second Gemara argues on the first Gemara. So that's the way to learn the Rambam. But the other Rishonim just pick out the Ran and the Miri and the Ritvohim, they say another Pshat on the top Gemara. The reason the Chsar from the sukkah is Yotzrim, what the Psul is, if you make a sukkah, it's mamash a tent, that you have schach on top, but the man lives there the whole year. The pshat with a man living there the whole year, then the schach is not made l'shem tzel. A schach for a sukkah has to be made for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun. That's the taicha schach. If you make the schach, either for tznius we have later, just time you want to have privacy inside. You're not doing it to protect yourself from the sun. To have privacy, that's not called a good sukkah. Or else if you make the schach because you want to live inside, but there is a dira, that's also no good. That's the psul of sukkah sayyotrim. If a room that you live in there the whole year, then we say the roof is not made just on because you want to protect yourself from the sun. The roof is made the shame dira, because the way a person lives inside a house is, you have to have roof on top of you. So you're not making the roof for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun, you're making it for the purpose of living inside there. That's not called a good sukkah. The sukkah tzel means the schach has to be made totally only to protect you from the sun. Mashenkin, like this, it's not a kasha on the next gemaras. A sukkah ganbach or rakbash, they have the shomer. The reason, the whole purpose of that hut is because he's out in the fields, really should be sleeping outside, but it's too sunny, he wants to protect himself from the sun. So he makes a sukkah hut that protects him from the sun, that's called a tzel. So there, these sukkahs are made for the purpose of litzel, for protecting you from the sun. That avad is a kosher sukkah. It's only a sermon by sukkahs yitzchim. There was made mamish l'shem dira, and that's a sermon. So, but according to both of these trumpets we spoke about yesterday, if a person has his own living room, and it comes sukkahs, he pushes the button, and the top roof slides off, and now he puts tzchach on top of the living room. So avad there would be kosher for sukkah. Because now that you're putting schach on top, the reason why you're putting the schach is l'shem tzel. Like, it's not really l'shem dira. You want to make it into a sukkah right now. But since you're making it l'shem tzel for the purpose of having shade, havadar is kosher. And even according to Rashi, you said it would be kosher. Because now it's minker. You could tell this is not the regular living room you live a whole year. A whole year around you have a nice roof. Now you took the roof off. When you put a schach on, that's a kosher or sukkah. Right. Mishnah says now, sukkah yishon, if you have an old sukkah, is beishamai poistle. Beishamai says that sukkah is poistle. Ubeisil machshirim, beisil holds no, it's kosher. Beizel hi sukkah yishon, what's called an old sukkah, that according to beishamai is poistle, kol she'osa koidim l'chag shloshim yoyim. If you build the sukkah 30 days before sukkahs, it's poistle according to beishamai. Unless, avlimosa l'shem chag, let's say when you made it, you made it even 5 months before sukkahs. But if by the time you put up your sukkah, you had it in mind then, you said clearly you're doing it l'shem chan, like l'shem mitzvah sukkah, then even b'shami is maidam, that afilu mitchila sashonik shera. You can put up the sukkah at the beginning of the year. For next year's sukkah, still is kosher, because you made it l'shem sukkah. In other words, b'shami holds that there's an annual sin in the Gemara, you have to make the sukkah l'shmo. Just like you have to make matzah l'shmo, you have to make the sukkah l'shmo. The shas you make it, you have to make it the shem mitzvah sukkah. So if you make it even 10 months in advance, but you say the ferish I'm doing with the shem mitzvah sukkah, havadim is kosher. The chiddush in the beginning of the Gemara is that let's say you build the sukkah within 30 days from Chag HaSukkos. Then we say minastam, even though you don't speak out, you're doing it l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Minastam, we say you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, because usually 30 days in advance. You start talking about the Hilchas Achag, you start learning Hilchas Sukkah. So anything you do within 30 days from Sukkahs, we say most probably, Minastam, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah Sukkah. That's the Chiddush HaResh of the Mishnah. That if you put up the Sukkah Stam, so if it's 30 days away from Sukkahs, it's possible. Because since you didn't say out l'shem mitzvah Sukkah, Minastam, we say you're not thinking about Sukkahs. But when you're within 30, less than 30 days away from Sukkahs, then we say, since you're learning the Hilchas Sukkah, Minastam, whatever you're doing is done Stam Lishmo. And some Acharon and Meretz Chayim want to say it's the same halacha, like by Kachim we have, Stamma by Kachim is Kosher, because Minastam, you're doing it the way you're supposed to do this carbon. Here also, within 30 days, you're doing the L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. Like Rashi says, Meshamei Poislim, Deboi Sukkah Lishmo. You have to make the Sukkah Lishmo. The zu stam nasiv, you just did it stam without real kavanah, so it depends. Vilu toich shloshim l'chag, if you're within 30 days from sukkahs, have a kivun desher l'milchas achag koed l'chag shloshim yoyim, since you're supposed to start asking the halachas, learning the halachas about sukkahs, is stam ois l'shem chag oisa. Whoever makes the sukkah within these 30 days, when the stam is making l'shem sukkahs. Avo koedim shloshim, stam alav l'chag. But if you put up the sukkah in a stam before 30 days, you're not thinking about sukkahs, it's not done l'shem mitzvah sukkah. They still hold this kosher, the Rashid le'bina sukkah l'shem chan. You don't have to make the sukkah l'shmo. Avi, you make the sukkah with the right halachas that have the right walls and have the right type of schach, it's a kosher sukkah. You don't have to make it l'shmo. Gemara says, my time of the Beis Shammai. How does Beis Shammai to know this chiddush? You have to make a sukkah l'shmo. Omar Kroka, the Pasuk says, chag ha'sukkos shivas yomim l'ashem. The sukkah has to be l'ashem. So Yidashin, sukkah ho'asuyi l'shem chag binin. You have to have a sukkah that was made l'shem chag, l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. If you don't make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's possible. Trashi sukkah l'shem chag, t'yachsir sukkah is l'ashem. It means to say l'shem mitzvah samelech. You have to make the sukkah l'shmo, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to make the sukkah. Or they still, what does they still do with this posik? Or when Yiboy Lahin is this posik, teach us, l'kir Rav Sheshis. The Yom Rav Sheshis. Mishuna Mekiva. Minayin li'atse sukkah shasurim kol shiva. How do I know that the woods the sides, the walls of the sukkah are also bahano all 7 days of sukkah. Is how do we know this? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says Chag haSukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. The Chag of Sukkos is like LaShem Shivas Yomim. So what does that mean? The Tanya of Yehuda then say Roimer that Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. The same way when you bring the korban Chagiga, the Shlomim, LaShem the Yomtiv, it's Chal Kedusha that the Kedusha's korban on the Chagiga. It has Kedusha on it. Is Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. The same way when Sukkah starts, the beginning Ben Hashemoshes of Sukkahs, it's chal a special kedusha on the sukkah. Any sukkah that was made for the mitzvah sukkah, and you come to sit inside the sukkah, it's chal a kedusha on the sukkah. That's this pasuk of chag asukkos means the chag means like the chagiga has the same din like a sukkah. That shivas yom lashem, just like the chagiga has the kedusha, who are in the walls of the sukkah. And the mefarshim halachas brought down even the skulls on both the walls and the schach. Both have an iser hanor midiraisa. Posh, this is midiraisa. So Tzai speaks out, even though the Gemara in Vey and the Gemara in Shabbos is mashmas only yosem midirabonin, we have the svar of migul des katsoi, the mitzvah, it's muksa the whole 7 days. So Tzai says the next kalukim. Our Gemara is talking about when the sukkah is up. When the sukkah is standing and you could be in the kind of the mitzvah, then it's also because there's a shem shemayim. There's like a kedusha min ha-shemayim chal upon the sukkah. And you're not allowed to have any hanor, own private hanor from the walls of the sukkah or from the tzach. But let's say the sukkah falls down in the middle of the sukkahs. So then this kedusha goes off. The kedusha is only when it's roy to be used for a mitzvah. But even though it falls down, still would be yosem mishum muksa. Because all the svar of migu des katsoi ben ha-shemashis, it's katsko l'kulu yoyimam. But since at the beginning of sukkahs it was muksa, it remains muksa the whole sukkahs even after it falls down. So there's both dinim. When it's standing, it's osim midiraisa. When it falls down, it's only osim midirabonim. So I call for him here, we're dashing, and we hold halacha, that the walls and the schach is osa banor midiraisa. Shinam Rapoz, it says, chag asukkah shem yom lashem. Ma chag lashem, asukkah lashem. Trashi, ala chagiga, shal ne chagiga, shem shemayim chalaleim. Then the Bailam has a right to eat from the meat. It's like Korban Shlomim. The Bailam eats from it and the Kohanim eat from it. So Chag here means, we said the post, Chag HaSukkah, Chag means Chagiga. This Korban Chagiga. So we dash in that just like there's a Kedusha upon the Korban, who are then there's a Kedusha upon the Sukkah. When Sukkah comes, the beginning of Sukkah, it's chal kedusha. It's also to have no enjoyment from the wood itself, from the tzach. That's what Beis Shammai does. That's what Beis Hillel does with this pasuk of chag asukkah shivas yamin. Not to teach us you have to make a sukkah lishmo, but just that when sukkah comes, automatically it's chal kedusha upon the sukkah. So the more Beis Shammai namin midboilin hochi, the chur Beis Shammai also needs this pasuk for this drasha to say that the wood and the tzach is also vano. So how does he know to say you have to make the sukkah lishmo? So the more's answer is enochanami. Enochanami, it's like a true what you're saying. We Beis Shammai needs this pasuk also of chag asukkah shivas yomim to teach us that just like there's an issa kedusha upon the chag the chagiga, who are then there's an issa kedusha upon the sukkah. Ela mai tamai de Beis Shammai. So how does Beis Shammai know then that you have to make a sukkah lishmo? B'shas you make it, you have to have in mind I'm doing the shem mitzvah sukkah. Kesiv kurachrin. Here's another pasuk. Pasuk says chag asukkahis tasu lucho shivas yomim. So we change around. It says Chag Asukas Tasa. It's like read it backwards. Tasa Sukkah L'Chag. Does it say Sukkah Hasui L'Shem Chag Binin? You have to make a Sukkah L'Shem L'Chagiga. Rashi says Chag Asukas Tasa. We dash and it means the opposite. Sukkah is Tasa L'Chag. Means Sira Samikav D'Sheyu. Turn, read the pasuk opposite. Turn it around and read as if to say you have to make the Sukkah L'Shem Chag. So Chag HaSukkah Taslucha means make the Sukkah L'Shem Chag L'Shmo. Who Beis Hillel? What does Beis Hillel do with this pasuk? Who mi boilei li'oisin Sukkah b'chol l'shemoyit. That you can make the Sukkah any one of the 7 days. Like Chag HaSukkah Taslucha Shivas Yomim mean any one of the 7 days you can make a Sukkah. Like there's a man the Yom that holds no. A Sukkah, like Reb Lezer, later on we'll see that Chav Zayin holds, you have to make the Sukkah before Sukkahs. You have to have a Sukkah that's up for 7 days. You can't put up a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. But Lalach is not that way. Like we're still dashing the spotik. No. Any one of the 7 days, you're allowed to put up a sukkah. Even though you first put it up on Chol HaMoed, it's kosher to use such a sukkah the rest of the days of sukkah. That's where you need this pasuk. Chag asukas taslocha shivas yamim. Any one of the 7 days you can put up a sukkah. How feel one chol amoid? The more Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai say? No, severe lo kreb leza. Beis Shammai holds like kreb leza shita. The yomer of leza shita is einoy sin sukkah b'chol shemoid. You're not allowed to make a new sukkah on chol amoid. You can only be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah if you have a sukkah that's up for all 7 days. You have to make the sukkah before sukkahs, but on chol amoid you can't make a sukkah. So therefore, Beis Shammai uses this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Taslecha not to teach us you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed because you're not allowed to, but rather to teach us that Tasa HaSukkah L'Shem Chag. You have to make the sukkah L'Shmo L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So the moral Beis Hillel, less Ubeis, yeah. But Beis Hillel holds no, you don't have to make it L'Shmo. So we're at the Kasha now, Ubeis Hillel less Lud Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. You want to tell me what the meaning is, if you don't have to have a sukkah L'Shmo, so you don't have to make tzitzis either l'shmo. So then that's not going to be like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shita. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, Osan min akutzin. Let's say you make tzitzis from the end of the strings. You have your beged, you have the cloth itself, and at the end of the cloth, you have strings hanging down. And you want to take those strings that are hanging on the beged and weave, twirl it around not to make tzitzis out of it. So he holds his puzzle. Trashi, Osan min tzitzis. You're making the tzitzis. Min ha-koitzin. Rashi says, min ha-koitzin, we'll see, or min ha-nimin, or min ha-garden, is psula. If you make the strings from these strings that are attached already to the beged, it wasn't attached l'shmo. It was attached to be able to make the beged, to weave the beged. And then at the end of weaving the beged, you had some strings left over. So since those strings were not put on l'shmo, it's possible to use for a tzitzis. Because tzitzis, a kolpon, has to be tliya l'shmo. You have to put the strings into the beged l'shmo l'shem mitzitzis. And here these strings were not put in l'shem mitzitzis. They were put in the tchil because you thought you're going to weave the beged longer. But then you changed your mind with the leftover strings to use the l'shem mitzitzis as possible. What about minasisin kshera? Sisin means other strings that were not put into the beged yet. Some you have a leftover from the wool itself, a leftover string. And now you're putting it into the beged l'shem mitzitzis. That's kosher. Avdi, you put it onto the beged, you made it clear, you're hanging it onto the beged. L'shem mitzitzis is kosher. So, Chura, you're going to tell me now that Beis Hillel doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? If Beis Hillel holds, you don't need a sukkah l'shmo, so the Chura, who didn't, you don't need tzitzis l'shmo either. And the Chura here, it's halacha like that. We know you need tzitzis l'shmo. At least the tli, at least you have to hang it on the beged. L'shem mitzitzis. Let's see Rashi. Min agad, Rashi says, paniyah shetolim b'seif ha-talis. He's like a string hanging at the end of the talis. Mut moister hariga from leftover of the weaving. The god of shama tzitzim neabo, and his leftover string from the weaving of the beged. Now you want to use the leftover strings to make tzitzis out of it. That's possible. Ras min akaitzin chutin shenitku b'shesi. The chutin that got stuck from the length of the womb of the weaving. The koishrin oisan you tie it there with tluyin l'mashayim, and it's hanging onto the top of the beged. Liyacha shenegu after was woven already. The karul of koitzin hashem share bolting kakoitzin. It's sticking out like a coat, like a thorn. In other words, the string like ripped, and you tied it on now. So the string that's sticking out, you want to use these strings to make tzitzis out of it. So the apostle, or else bin Anim Rashi says, kugain talis et afrua, a talis that you sewed the talis. Or shasa bo imru, you made a hem on it. The machet with a needle. The roshe chutin atzfira tluyin bo. Now you have the strings that you were sewing with. The end of the thread is still hanging on this beged. Well, mehen godlo atzitzis. From these threads that are hanging off the beged, you want to now take 8 of these strings and start, you know, making tzitzis out of it. It's psula. Why is it Rashi? Hoyle tluyin v'yomdim kol elu b'beged v'lo nitlu bo l'shem tzitzis. It wasn't put onto the beged to make tzitzis. At the beginning, it was put onto the beged, the cloth, to make a bigger cloth out of it. But now that you have the strings hanging off the cloth, you want to use these strings now to make tzitzis. That's psula. Rashi la vasil l'shmohi. That's not called an asil l'shmo. It's possible for tzitzis. What about minasisin? That's pshkiyas kedura shachut. That's from the actual string of wool that you made the thread. You had some leftover pieces of thread. So now it's ksheira. Why? Hoyel l'shenitlu bebeged l'shem tzitzis nitlu. Because now you're taking these strings and now you're putting it onto the beged. So you're putting the strings into the beged l'shem mitzitzis. That's kosher. That's called an asil l'shmohi. Even though the tovin l'shmo lebinin, even though the churu, when you made the thread itself, when you twirl, when you made the thread, that's called tovi. Making the thread, you didn't make it the shame mitzvah. These threads were made the shame ariga. It's time to weave with it. Still, we disman you hold is kosher. Shame tovi min asiyah. He holds. You know what's called the asiyah. We'll soon see. The pasuk says kedilim tasel chol. You have to make tzitzis lechol l'shem mitzvah. Now, the Torah says gedilim tasel. You have to make. The question is, what's called making the tzitzis? So this mandem of Yudam Rav holds, what's making the tzitzis is, the beginning of the making is, take your strings, your chutim, and put it into the hole, into the begin. That's called the beginning of making the tzitzis. So that's when you have to do with the shemur. You have to take your strings. You don't have to make the thread itself, l'shemur, l'shem, mitzitzis. It's enough to take any thread, any woolen thread, take that thread, and now, b'shach, you take it and put it into the hole of the begid, if you say now, do with l'shem, mitzitzis, that's kosher. Because he holds, what's called an asiyah, when is it called you started to make the tzitzis? When you're putting the strings into the begid. That's called asiyah. Mashenken, before that, when you stamp twirl and make the thread itself, that's not called asiyah, tzitzis yet. That's called stam asiyah, threads. Not tzitzis, you don't need the shmur. So therefore, min asisi means, if you have leftover threads that were made stam on the purpose to weave with, but you didn't put it in the begad yet, now if you put it in the shame, mitzitzis is kshemur. So the mara, but here, I'm recent time with the shmur, when I said over this halach in front of Shmuel, normally Shmuel said not like that. He told me, af min asisi nami psuli, she don't know. Even making the threads also have to be made in the shmur. To be in on tefillah shmur. He holds making the thread itself is also called an asiyah. So when does the asiyah, when does the beginning of it called? When you start to make the threads. So you have to twirl and spin the thread, l'shem mitzitzis. So here the sisin are leftover threads that were made for the purpose of weaving a cloth. Not to make tzitzis from. It wasn't spun, l'shmur, that's possible. So the chura, hochi nami ni boy suko asuy l'shmo. The kashra is if you see like Shmuel and Yehuda Marav, that there's a din by tzitzis. You have to have the asuy l'shmo, whatever the asuy is called. So the chura by sukkah also, you should have to make the sukkah l'shmo. And by Shami said you don't have to have a sukkah l'shmo. So the chura, by Silo is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda Marav and on Shmuel. That just like by Silo holds, a sukkah you do not have to make l'shmo. The chura you do not have to make tzitzis either l'shmo. And the chura that's not the halacha. So Umar says, no, there's no question here. I tell you, Shani Hosam, Avada Vesilva Zmoido, that tzitzis is different than sukkah. Tzitzis you have to make l'shmo. The Yom HaKroh, here the pasuk says, Gedilim Tasi L'cho. You have to make Gedilim, that means make the tzitzis for yourself, and L'cho for yourself means L'shem Choyvach. You have to make it L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. So Mela, not only putting the strings in the Begid, but even when you spin to make the Begid, to make the thread, also you have to spin it l'shmo. The tefillah, making the thread, has to be done l'shmo. Fred Gemara, if so, hochinami, the chur is still a kasha. By sukkah, you still need the shmo. Hochinami, chag ha-sukkah tasel l'cho. The pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah tasel l'cho. It says, make for you. So what does l'cho mean? L'cho, we should dash and should mean, l'shem choyvach, that you have to make the shmo. Just like you're telling me by tzitzis. Gedilim tasel l'cho means you have to make it l'shmo, even by tzilu's money to that. So how come Vesil holds that sukkah you don't need the shmo? The pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkah tasa l'cho. Why don't you dash him for the word making the sukkah for you? L'cho means l'shem choyvach. You have to make it l'shmo. So why doesn't Vesil like mask him to Beis Shammai? She needs the shmo. So Mary says, no. For whom he boile by sukkah, this pasuk of gedilim tasa l'cho, we need for something else. For whom he boile lemute gezula. The teacher said a sukkah gezula is possible. If you steal somebody's sukkah, like Urta Kasha in the Rishonim, how do you have a sukkah gezula? Because we hold karkain and exelis. And let's say I go into your backyard and I pick you up and throw you out of your house and I go into your sukkah, that's not called a sukkah gezula. Because karkain and exelis, the sukkah still belongs to you and it only has din of shayla as if to say I'm like borrowing it from you. But it's not really called gezula. But someone is saying, it's talking about if I steal your wood and I take your wood home and I build a sukkah out of it, that's called a sukkah gezula. There's a kasher on that also. Of course, with the Rabbanan, there's a klal, if I steal something from you, and I build a house with it, mishum takonas hashavim, I don't have to return the wood to you anymore, because then nobody would break down this house and return it. So Rabbanan made a takon, you could just pay for it. You automatically own it, and you just have to pay money for it. So chura, if I steal your wood, and I build a sukkah, I'm also kind of belongs mine, I just have to pay back money. So it's a question, how do you have a case of a sukkah gezula? Some want to say one case is, if you make a sukkah, you have it before on top of a wagon. You make a sukkah on a wagon, and then I steal your wagon. So So Wegen is not conquered. That's a sukkah gezula. That's the case I can steal your whole sukkah. But I call upon him the case where I steal somebody else's sukkah. I steal the sukkah top of the wagon. I steal the Chabad mobile that has the sukkah going around. If I steal the car, I steal the whole sukkah. That's called a good gzela. So if now you sit in the sukkah, you're not yoytzeh mitzvah sukkah. Lemute gzula. That's the shot here. That chag sukkah tas lechor, lechor is lemute gzula. Rashi divinen tas lechor mishlechor. It has to be made from your own wood and not wood that's stolen. For the Gemara of Zoy Hosam Nami, so I ask the same question by Tzitzis also. How do we know to say Degdilim Tas Lachor? Means to make a Lishmo, maybe just means you can't steal Tzitzis. Hosam Nami, me boil the Mutik Zula. And the Gemara Hosam, Ksid Kurachrina, there's another Potik there. For Yosul Lehem, Vidashim, Yosul Lehem means Mishalahem. You have to make the Tzitzis from your own strings, from your own Degid. You can't steal a beggar, steal cloth, and make tzitzis, it's possible. So why does the pasuk say a second time, Gedilim tas l'chor? So the second pasuk, tas l'chor, by tzitzis means, you have to make it l'shmo. Ma'ashen kein by sukkah, when the pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkah tas l'chor, here they still holds, l'chor means the mutek zula. That if you steal somebody's sukkah on the wagon, then it's possible. Even though, it was made l'shmo, the original buyer that made it l'shmo, but so what? Since you're stealing it right now, it's possible. So you have a new sukkah, new pasuk, that sukkah gezula is possible. But the shmo, according to Basili, you don't need the shmo. Only tzitzis you need the shmo, because tzitzis has two psukim. One, v'yosalem, mishalahem, you have to be belong to you, and then v'yidon tazlachah means you need the shmo. Now, I'll tell you this, the famous kasha here, that what do we need a pasuk to say, sukkah gezula is possible? Typically, mitam mitzvah habobi avera. There's a klal, mitzvah habobi avera. If you do a mitzvah, much if you steal a matzah and you eat the matzah, you're not yoytzeh the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, bobi avera. You only yoytzeh this mitzvah during an avera of stealing something, that's called a mitzvah, bobi avera. So why do I need a new pasuk now to tell me that sukkah gezula is possible from the word lechor? Typically, there's the algemein absurd of mitzvah, bobi avera. That's today's question. Typically, Baron Toysis, Mishum Neva Mitzvah, bobi avera. The more time of fasting, Esra Gagosla, beyond Tushani, lekamon. The verse is there, the reason why sukkah is Esra is possible, because the Mitzvah, bobi avera. Hey, it's on Yom Tov, Rishon, you have to have lechor, it has to belong to you, on Esra. But the second day, you don't need lechor. Second day, you could use somebody else's Esra. So how do we know if I steal somebody's Esra, it's possible on the second day, Yom Tov, sukkah? Teretz is because the Mitzvah, bobi avera. So you see, there's a klala, Mitzvah, bobi avera. So what do we need to pasuk lechor? The Torah says that you say it from here, but yeah, we see from our Gemara is that after there's a psul of a mitzvah, bobi avera, it's only a psul midi rabbonin. Enoch nami, midi raisa vadi yoitza. It's only a psul midi rabbonin. Samel is good. Esrig on the second day is only midi rabbonin. Dikud din is only the first day is midi raisa. The second day is only midi rabbonin. So midi rabbonin, esrig zul is possible midi rabbonin, mitam mitzvah bobi avera. But here our Gemara wants to know, how do we know midi raisa? If I steal somebody's sukkah, I'm not yoitza the mitzvah. Out of sulfur mitzvah bobi avera, that's only possible with the rabbanon. With the right, you still makayim the mitzvah. So therefore, so he says that's the right for now Gemara that mitzvah bobi avera is only psul with the rabbanon, but with the right, you would be yitzer. So I need the postik lechor to teach us that a sukkah gzula is possible. That's where Torah learns our Gemara. But Torah says kasha and Rabbeinu Tam though it's shver. Rabbeinu Tam learns in Gittin that the psul of mitzvah bobi avera is the psul with the yitzer. That's Rabbeinu Tam shita. So now Torah says by tzara chinah Rabbeinu Tam. If you tell me now that the psula mitzvah bobi avera, you can't do a mitzvah by doing an avera also, it's not a mitzvah. And that's a psul midiraisa, so why does our Gemara need a new posuk l'chor? This says sukkah gzul is psula, take a glaze posuk mitam mitzvah bobi avera. This is another kasha, toiz yeskhan abenatam. So the way I wanted to answer yesterday, I answered this kasha also. The same kasha we asked yesterday, abenatam, the same abenatam shita. And yesterday we said, toiz yeskhan kasha abenatam learns that if you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you can't do the maisa mitzvah. An isha that's potter from tzitzis, at any time she she can't make tzitzis either. Because if you're not mechuyi with the mitzvah, you can't make the mitzvah. So today's the kasha and benatam from this gemara here. It says sukkah's gan bachas kasha. It says if an isha makes the sukkah or a goy makes the sukkah, we're allowed to use the sukkah. So even though an isha and a goy is potter from mitzvah sukkah, still if they make it, we're allowed to use the sukkah. So you see, even if you're not a bachyub, you could make the mitzvah. That's today's kasha and benatam. I also want to answer the answer to both of Ben Atams is that Ben Atam learns the aside of sukkah is the asiyah making the sukkah, that's not called the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah of sukkah is sitting under the tzeil, sitting under the shade. That we have halachas how to make the walls and halachas how to make the schach, that's only a hechatimsa how to get the kosher tzeil. But the actual mitzvah is sitting under the tzeil, sitting under the shadow. Now the maisa, the shadow, the isha does.
The Rabbeinu Tam only says that by tzitzis, where you're making the ma'isa mitzvah, then if you're not mechuyev nisha, can't make tzitzis. But here, sukkah, it's never called really you're making the ma'isa mitzvah. Because the ma'isa mitzvah is sitting under the shade, and the shade comes by itself. Who was in my mitzvah bov yaveira? There's a famous Torah they all said around the Rama Paskin, that a shofar gzula, if you steal a shofar, and you hear the shmiya, somebody blows the shofar, you're mekayem the mitzvah. And the Torah says, because what's the mitzvah by shofar? The shmiya. The hearing is the mitzvah. And the hearing is not called davar sheyesh b'mamish. You can't steal hearing. You can steal the shofar itself. Yeah, the mitzvah would be to hold the shofar. You wouldn't be yetzer the mitzvah. You stole the shofar, you can't be yetzer the mitzvah. But since the mitzvah is shmi, you hear the curl, a curl is left by mamish, you can't steal the curl. It's not called the mitzvah bov yaveira. So the same shot here also by sukkah. If you steal a sukkah and you sit under the tzeil, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is sitting under the tzeil, the shade. The shade is not a davar sheyesh b'mamish, it's like hearing something. There's no yetzer gezel upon the shade. So ma'ishi, you would be in the kind of the mitzvah, because this shade, the tzeil, is no gzela. Nothing happened to the shade came by itself. So since the mitzvah sukkah is to sit under the tzeil, under the shade, so the shade is like a davar sheyesh b'mamish, it's not shayach to have gzela on it. Therefore, in svarai would say, you would be yetzer the mitzvah with a sukkah gzula. Even though a mitzvah there is a psalm of the raisam, that's where the mitzvah is, the ma'isav. You want to be yetzer tzitzis. If you steal tzitzis, you won't be yetzer the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah bov yaveira. Mashenkin by sukkah, you steal some by sukkah. Since the mitzvah is that sale, the shade comes by itself, you would be yetzer the mitzvah. That's why I need a new pasuk here of l'chor to teach us sukkah gzulis pasuk. The next Mishnah.